What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, is the cost of fun on the rise? Well, the latest CSO figures have found that recreation and cultural activities have had a greater price increase than any other division. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been asking people if they're feeling the pinch when it comes to having fun.
Well, I think concert tickets have definitely gone up. It's not cheap. Like, it's a big treat to be going to something like that these days. You know what I mean? Like, concerts used to be maybe 50, 60 euro. They're now 120, maybe 150 euro.
Some festivals, like, they've kind of cut down on the amount of days and the ticket prices has gone up for the 2 days.
So you're getting less for
more?
Yeah,
you're getting less for more and the cost of everything has gone up.
Have you cut back on what you want to do and meet
cut
friends?
Cut back in everything and still not enough. Yeah. Every penny counts now, doesn't it?
And when it comes to social occasions or going out for an event, that's a no-go?
No, sure, you'd have to save up, wouldn't you? You can not to save up with.
Whether you're travelling to a game or the theatre, most events have shot up in price. With a fear of missing out, the attitudes of you only live once have amplified in recent years. Financial advisor John Lowe from moneydoctors.ie says people are putting themselves in debt.
Every provider is getting the opportunity to increase their prices. You name it, they do it. Hotels, concerts, right across the board. You're talking really, it's credit card debt here, more than anything else. A lot of people don't realise if they're just paying the minimum every month, they think, though, no, I'll just pay the minimum. It'll take them 20 years to get rid of that credit card debt. So it's not about being mean, frugal or miserable. It's about getting value.
So for the many families who are listening in now and they're feeling pressures from all angles, maybe the children want to go along to an event that other classmates are going to, what's the advice? What's the basic advice?
It's not a question of I want to send my Johnny down the road to join all the other people. If you simply haven't got the money, you've got to bite the lip and say no. You're not going.
When it comes to streaming subscriptions and concert tickets, many will view those purchases as luxuries. But bringing the family along to a sporting event should be accessible for all. Well, now with higher costs, some fans are being priced out. Phelan Warren from You Boys in Green Supporters Group has followed the Irish team and Shamrock Rovers for decades. He says a day out could cost some people hundreds.
I've had an Ireland season ticket for the last 5 years or so, and they have gone up, you know, probably more than we expected. I thought the value for Ireland tickets was really, really good, I think, up the last year. I didn't renew this year. We all get to the stage where we need to kind of pick and choose our expenses. You know, everything is on the increase, so we have to pick and choose what we commit to. Shamrock Rovers did increase their season tickets, but I still think there's great value in the League of Ireland. Not only Shamrock Rovers season tickets, I think the League of Ireland season tickets as a whole are great value for what you get.
How much does it cost a family or two or three to go along to a game now?
An Ireland game, well, I think your cheapest ticket now, if you're buying a one-off ticket, would be about 40, 45 quid, I think, and that's probably for the cheapest. You're not going to get much change out of a couple of hundred quid a match. Some fans are being turned off.
So with ticket costs on the rise, combined with added pressures to do recreational activities, are people changing their ways when it comes to spending?
Holidays, package holidays seem to be much more expensive than they were before, and I'm not sure it's just the airlines, but the airlines certainly are pushing their prices up.
So you're deciding whether or not to kind of go somewhere and you're...
I go anyway, I think, yeah.
It hasn't stopped you.
Need to be assured of getting sunshine somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, just places like the adventure centres around the country, yeah, they're really overpriced, you know, it's nearly cheaper to go abroad. And then just parties and stuff like that. Even I'm actually organising my own daughter's party at the moment, and it's like, you know, 30 kids, 30 quid a head. It's crazy, yeah.
So everything added on, yeah. Decorations.
And then communion 2 weeks later. So there's another party, yeah. No, it is. It's very expensive.
So for social occasions, for yourselves then, they're cut back?
Yeah, they are, yeah. We actually went out for dinner for Mother's Day. That was the first time in a long time now. And I couldn't even justify spending what you spend when you go out. You're like, could have got chicken wings at home and put a pizza in the oven.
And yeah. Even with your daughter's party, like, there's pressure there as well.
There is. And like, that's it. We're even doing a joint party. And you think it's going to come in cheaper, but it's not. It will still be about 600 quid for a birthday party. Like, it is. It's crazy. I mean, I never had a birthday party when I was nine, I tell you that much. I was the youngest of nine. Be lucky if we got jelly and ice cream that evening.
Holy moly, 600 quid. People on the streets of Dublin, they're sharing their views on the cost of living and the price of fun. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.